the plumb line will become normal. Amen. But it will require a training, equipping, a stretching. You're here to stretch your faith into a new dimension. You're here to stretch your spirit, your belief system into a new dimension with God. The first thing I want to say about this realm, it starts in John 17:24. That's why the Lord said, I want to first bring you to my Father. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm going to bring you to where I am. You can't bypass that because you're not going to function as a joint heir, because joint heirship function is above us. It's far beyond anything we can do. It's going to stretch your belief system into things that's impossible. And before we get into the realm of the impossible, we need to get whole and healed. And the Father's love does that. Now, it doesn't mean you can't go in there and learn by faith. And you're wise to do that, even though some of you might be still on the upward side of the mountain going up. You can still learn as you go. But always remember, keep your focus. Even just said this on Friday night, keep your focus on the love of God, because this realm, because it's new, it's going to feel new. It might feel a little confused. How do I do this? You just learn. You'll acclimate. Just take time. It's like being in calculus. The guy up there, don't worry about what he's saying. Just go get the helper and let the helper explain it all to you. The Holy Spirit will explain it. Amen. So it just takes time to acclimate a little bit. If you stay focused in where God has you, but at the same time, you can take time to learn this realm, even though you may not be there. By the time you are ready to do, you already have learned the operations of this realm, and you've already seen enough and exposed enough so the Holy Spirit can move you rather quickly. Whereas if you didn't have anything, because I'm not doing nothing until I get to the top of the mountain, well, then you're going to have another learning curve when you get here. So everything I'm speaking to you is the other side. Amen. We're coming down the plumb line side. I want to talk to you a little bit about, I'm going to rehearse a little bit about perambulation, what perambulation is. How many understand the term perambulation? Raise your hand. So perambulation is just a word. It's, you look up, God said, I will be your God. I'll be a father to you. You are my temple of the living God. As God said, I will walk in you. The word walk, if you look up the Strong's definition, it says perambulate. And perambulate means to walk out, to cover, to survey. You're going to go out. So what you're going to go out into is a living promise that's in the Father. And so there's a few things that we want to do before we venture out into a living promise with the Father. The first thing we need to do before we perambulate is we need to be forever settled. It is His will. You're not going out into an unknown. You're going out into a known. It may not be as bright and as glorious as you want it to be, but it's a known thing. God has spoken to you. It is going to be a desire of your heart. It's really good to start with a chief desire of your heart. Doesn't matter how big you start, because in this realm, the impossible is going to become possible. And so first is you settle the will of God. Settle it. Settle the desire of the heart. And now there's certain things you already know, like when we deal with family, because we'll do family. You already know it's God's will, you and your whole household to be saved. Okay, but we're not going to look at our house where they are now. We're going to look at our house where God sees them. Not only saved, but heirs, because they're following into joint heirship. God's all about generational inheritance. It's not just you, it's the generations that follow you. Always, it's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Amen? It's LaRue, Carson, and Carson Jr. Praise God. And then, you know, you have generational inheritance. Part of that generational inheritance is for you to be free of debt. That's part of it. That didn't come easy, by the way, because you live in a whole society and system that's driven by debt, and they make it very easy in this country to do that, to get what you want, pay for it later. And so to get free from that, you're going to have to develop vision for that. Amen? It's an inheritance. Another part of your family inheritance is specifically develop a perimeter shield around your house that no plague, sickness, or disease comes nigh your dwelling. Now, just because you call yourself a Christian and you have the name of Jesus doesn't mean that you're immune from sickness and disease. And by the time it shows up and you start speaking to it, then it's a little too late. You got to start now. You build the perimeter now. You build the faith now. You develop such a perimeter that nothing comes nigh your dwelling. I do that two ways. We do it by partaking of the tree of life personally and developing a corporate shield around our house. I tell my kids all the time, you're not going to get sick because you live in this house, because I got angels all around this house and nothing's coming through. Amen. Do you have a right to those things? And you have a right to the favor, the blessing, and the glory of God for your household. You're not subject to just your income. You need to let your faith get further out than your income. Because a lot of times we plan things around our income. God doesn't look at our income when he's thinking about our life. He really doesn't. He doesn't look at anything when he's thinking about what he thinks about you. And so you tap into that inheritance. So a lot of those things are already defined in the Word of God, so I don't have, a specific word about that. But everybody has a specific calling. Got to know that for certainty, and you have to acknowledge that before God and agree with it. First you got to know, then you agree, then you move out. Without those things, you're not going to be able to move out because you're going to be hesitant. Now here's some what I call dream blockers that you're going to have to address, and this is what the Father addresses on your way up in him, in his love, because he's got to get some things out because they'll block you from your ability to dream or to perambulate or even see yourself the way he sees you. And one of them is orphan dysfunction. That will cost a lot when it comes to joint heirship. That is what God said, I'm not going to leave you in that state. So you must have the vision to get up to the mountain with the Father and to be continuously loved. The second one is, I wrote these down, fear of man. But when you start believing God, God is big. I remember the Lord told Kevin Zadai, he goes, I'm too big for you. I'm too big for you right now. Do you realize how much God has to actually scale himself down to communicate with you? Do you know how much he has to scale himself down? Just imagine the stuff you know. Go tell a Baptist even the stuff you know. Go tell them, just unload on them and watch them. We just barely touch. Just imagine the Lord coming to you with all of his glory and all that he knows about the Father, how much he literally has to scale down just to love you. He loves you, but to scale down because he sees so much potential in you and he wants so much and he's always in a state of faith concerning you, even if you're not in a state of faith, but he has to scale down to get with you. See that? And so what happens is God speaks all these great things to us and we start dreaming. You got to watch who you share your dreams with. You can't just go throw your dreams out, not the big ones, because people cannot relate to your dreams. Because they're relating to where they are, and a lot of times you'll get backlash, and so you got to watch that kind of thing. But at the same time, you cannot keep from dreaming because of the fear of man. Amen? Another one is unworthiness. That'll be dealt with in the love of the Father. Can't dream with God in a state of unworthiness. You won't be able to connect to his image of you. You're constantly connecting to your image or the image that you grew up in. The Bible says signs, miracles, and wonders will follow those who believe, but one thing we don't want following us is our past. That has to be cut off in the Jordan. That's an awesome place to cut it off. You have to spend time cutting off the chains and the cords of the past because they like the cords you chain you and follow you. Images of the past, unworthiness of the past, all those cycles have to break and be shattered because they want to follow you and keep you in a constant state. And those cycles have to get shattered so they don't follow you. So the only thing that's following you is goodness and mercy. Amen? Say goodness and mercy. Following me. Praise God. Religious indoctrination. That'll block you in a heartbeat. If you get taught the wrong way, you're trying to move into the blessing of God and your belief system, and indoctrination has told you that, you know, that's not for you and you believed it. That stuff's got to get addressed because it'll block you from your ability to dream with God. Nothing. If you find it in the Word of God for you in a living rhema word, and it is a promise of God, nothing can stop that. Nothing. Amen? Except you. And so these blockers have to be addressed before we move out. You know, if you don't want to move out in something huge, move out in something that's comfortable, but move out. The idea here is we're going to get out in front now. Now, let me share something with you. When he said, when he came to Abraham, first thing he told him, you're going to be a father of many nations. I'm going to make a nation out of you. Tells him all this. And then he comes and starts seeding him. He says, okay, now look at the stars and look at the sand. That's your inheritance. Now, Abraham is not laying on his back just looking at stars. He is integrating what God has said when he sees those stars. When God gives you something to look at, you have to integrate what he said with what you're looking at. That has to be a divine integration with that to where you make it your own. So he's not seeing stars, he's seeing the multitude of descendants. He had to dream into that realm. He had to dream and look at the sand, and that's your descendants. He had to dream in that realm. That was a necessity. Why does God do that? To get you out of where you are. You're not going to birth in an arena of where you are. There's too much circumstantial evidence that's contrary to what God has said. And I'm going to say this, anything that God has said, most likely, 99.9%, it looks like anything your circumstances are providing you. Amen? What God has said is outside of the circumstantial boundary you live in. We're going to trump that. We're going to overcome that. To do that, we're going to get out of the circumstance. And God, by God's design, faith is the operation that allows you to move out in front and allows you to get out in front of your circumstance and to get into Him and begin to dreaming a new realm. Amen? That's why it's a necessity to move forward and outside. I have won some battles inside the circumstance. They're very hard. They're very taxing. And I don't want to do it like that anymore. This realm is so awesome and glorious. When you do this in the love of the Father, when you get out front, now, not every day. Sometimes I'm just dreaming out there. But there are days, like yesterday, where the Father will absolutely meet you out there. And it is so intense and so glorious. It is like honey. He just rested us in our future with this honey presence. I don't know how to explain what happened yesterday. I mean, it was kind of interesting because as soon as Anna and I stepped out of the prayer closet, I had to go see Todd. And Cody called and I tried to talk to him. I couldn't. I didn't even know how far gone I was. I was weeping. I was crying. I said, I can't talk to you right now. Because God had arrested us out in our future. And He gave us something from a future position. He literally gave it to us. I never understood how He does that. But that yesterday, I understand how He literally gives it to you. You make it yours and you can write on that day officially, this day of June 29th, 2020. God gave me this. The Father has authorized and given me this. Boom. But that was a result of perambulating that particular area over months and months and months. The Bible says the sower overtake the reaper. We sow in front of the reaping, but you still sow. That's what we're doing here. You still dream. You got to develop the image. It's not like the image is going to pop into you. It's not going to happen like that. You've got to dream the realm until God's image of who you are gets transferred into you. It's got to get into you. It's got to get more than the soul. It's got to get in your heart. It's got to get in your body. It's got to get in your mind. So it's got to take possession in you. That takes time. Because God's image of you is transferred over time, but as you dream with Him, but there are going to be times, even in the thing He gave me, I've had Him love me in that very thing over the last, we've probably done that 4 or 5 months, I guess, perambulating in that area, but suddenly He gave it. Now, it's not manifested yet, but He gave it. That's what the Father does. You know, when the Father gives you something, you don't have to ask anybody. Oh my God, He gives it. And with all of His love, with all of His glory, with all of that thick honey that comes with Him and leaves you completely undone, you're weeping and crying like it actually happened. The reality of it is just, I haven't had that happen like that, not to that level like that. And so I kind of understand now, I believe you receive, there is a time that the image gets transferred and God said, okay, you got enough, now I give this to you. Well, when's it going to manifest? I don't know. I have it, though, and I'll every day acknowledge that I have it. I don't have to perambulate that anymore. I'm going to go beyond that because that is done. Amen? That is done. Say done. D-O-N-E, done. Praise God. Now, I will bring that back in this jurisdiction, command everything here to follow me where I am in the I am. Learn that phrase. Follow me. Where I am in the I am. Or like this, follow my faith. Where I am in the I am. Because your faith's going to get up into Him. And the living reality of the Father's creative realm. That's what we're doing here. When you touch this realm. Now, listen, no matter what, I'm going to tell you right now, no matter what kind of training is necessary to get over the humps on this, do it. There is no school like this anywhere. That what God is offering us right now to learn to tap the supernatural fourth dimension of God, the realm of the impossible. There's nowhere like that that I have ever been that could teach me what the Holy Spirit is, seven spirits of God are teaching us right now of how to do this. It was all there. It's all there. Amen. So whatever it takes, do it because it's going to radically and fundamentally transform you, everybody around you, your generations, this church. Amen. It's going to fundamentally transform everything because we're going to see the living God. Listen, what we call kingdom, the services we do, that's not kingdom. That's just an expression. When the kingdom comes upon you, I mean, it's boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's the living reality. When the kingdom comes upon you, he takes them out. They give them 3.5 year harvest in one catch. That's kingdom. Those kind of levels are going to be made available to our generation now, to us. We have to learn to move into these realms. Now I'm going to share a mystery with you. Okay, I want to be like Jesus. How many of you want to be like Jesus? So we want God the Father tomorrow. I want to dream tonight of me getting in front of a wheelchair tomorrow, like he did. Get in front of that man at the Pool of Bethesda, 38 years. He was divinely sent to that man. Father divinely sent him to him. The man in the temple that got healed, he said, my Father hitherto works, I work. I only do what I see my Father do. I'm here to do what we've already seen done. So let's just, why don't Father do that for us? He can't right now. Not only he didn't want to, he can't. I'll tell you why. It wouldn't do him any good to show us to do that. We're not in that realm yet. Oh. Hello. You have to have your faith in that realm of the creative, operational, before he can lead you to that. Because just because he shows you something and tomorrow you stand in front of somebody, you'll have the same effect as any other effect that you've had. If you stand in front of 10 people and pray for them to get in a wheelchair and all 10 do not get out, most likely if he tells you to go see this person, which he probably won't, but you go and pray for them, they won't get out. Your faith is not there yet. I know that's hard to understand because we know everything and, you know, all of the realm has been given to us. When God gives you something, he gives you the whole thing. Amen. But then he says, now walk with me. It doesn't mean he's not going to do it. What he's asking us to do is to take authority and dominion over that realm. We have to enter into that realm. How we get to the realm of the creative, you're going to have to dream the realm of the creative and sow to it for a while and overcome it. And then when you start seeing these things move through your ministry, I'm talking the larger miracles. We all can move in certain things, but these big ones that God the Father wants to do, when we get in that realm, then the Holy Spirit, servants of God, will start directing us. And you start dreaming that night, next day, boom. Why? You're functioning in that realm of authority now. Does that make sense? Well, if you're functioning in that realm of authority, he'll lead you. So really, the Holy Spirit most of the time will lead you, ministry-wise, to function in the realm of authority you're in. He's not going to lead you into something you're not ready for. Doesn't mean it's not yours. You haven't arrived there yet. Amen? But we're going to arrive because we're going to dream it. Amen? I want to take a couple questions. Yes. No, he does want you focused. He absolutely does want you focused. And if you're capable of multitasking, then you can actually focus on both realms. Amen. Amen. If you're not capable and this realm is getting too much for you because you're still learning, I would just listen and acclimate, but stay very focused. That's why we have Friday night, because Friday night is very, very focused on realm number one. And Justin's doing an amazing job. Let's give him a big hand for that. Praise God. You can discover these realms. And even though you fully haven't attained, nobody fully obtains the first realm. You're always receiving. I mean, on and I are constantly receiving as we go up. You're not fully obtaining. It's just there's enough there to move on. But if you're able to obtain and move forward, then move forward. Because you've got to dream with God if you want a new future. If you've been around long enough, things kind of get the same all the time. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? And to break that, it requires us to move into the creative realm of the Father to have a new dream transplanted into us. Not here, here. Amen? Or I'll say here. All the part of the Father's going to transfer his creative reality. So if I were you, here's what I would do. Because you want a dream, because you're already in the gift realm. You already have a gift of healing. So what I would do, go up the mountain like we do, receive Lily's grace, tree of life, love of the Father. And sometimes, you know, I'm there. Sometimes the Father will love me intensely. And sometimes I just touch it. And I'll know, move on forward. I don't sit there and just wait all day long and for him to touch me before I go to the next realm. Most of the time, he's going to touch me somewhere. I'm going to go through there. I'm going to find him. He's going to be in there somewhere. Like yesterday, I went in. At first, I was so tired. It's one of those days. I'm really tired. I just couldn't make it the first time. I said, I can't do it. I have to lay down. I went back. I went in. And man, as soon as I went in, this intense honey presence drew me into the Father. Most intense encounter yesterday. So beautiful. So you don't ever know. Is what I'm saying. You never know when that's going to happen. But if I were you, here's what I would do. I would see myself right here, where you minister right here with this team. And you don't have to focus on an individual person. Just focus on people and see all of a sudden as you're praying and start getting the vision of people walking in and they're leading somebody up that's blind. And I'm telling you, or leading somebody in a wheelchair, and all of a sudden you see yourself laying hands on them. See, you're sowing into a future position, and all of a sudden you see the blind man, and he's walking up, because I can see an image of this, and he's got somebody on his arm, and he's got a cane, but somebody's leading him up here, and he's blind, and all of a sudden you lay hands on him, and his eyes completely open, and this man is not seen. And all of a sudden, you see his reaction. You feel his reaction. You see the person, his wife that brought him, her reaction. All of a sudden, you see the explosive reaction that's happened to everybody around. Everybody, the glory of God, everybody's crying and weeping for that manifested glory of the Father that's taken by. You'll feel that. You'll see it. It'll get superimposed into you. And then once you have that, you can do that every day and go straight to that same one. And then what happens is the Father will start sending actual events of your future through that altar. As you just start, see, the thing is, you have to step by faith. Okay? Step by faith, because you already know that to be your calling. You know that to be a desire of your heart. You know God wants to increase you, and you know God wants you to walk in that realm. So you step into that realm, and as you begin to do it, I could do that right now, and you could feel that atmosphere, because you can you transport into the Father, and you see everything. You'll feel it too. Okay? Some days will be stronger than others. And then what will happen is more things. You'll start seeing more things, and he gives you a bigger picture. So now he's starting to paint a bigger picture now. And you see teams being developed, and you see the glory manifest. You see that? And then all of a sudden, you're seeing that every day. What you're actually doing is sowing now for the harvest. But you're in front now. And now you have scriptures that are supporting all that flowing through you. And each day you do that as you're dreaming, you'll know when it's time to stop. Sometimes you'll get out there so much that you have to force yourself back into the day. I'll get out there so much I have to come back, because now you're dreaming right in the desire of your heart now. See that? And you'll see it to start with one instance, and then God will start expanding it as you do it. See, if you don't do it, you won't receive that expansion, right? And so then what happens after you do that, come back into the day. Like if it's after you did that, come back into June 30th and now start commanding all circumstances around you, your ministry, to now follow your faith and say, follow me where I am in the I am. I like to say that, but follow me, because what this realm has to do now is to follow you where you've been in the creative realm of the Father. You see that? And trust that creative realm. Some days it'll be strong, and some days it won't be as strong. Just lock it in, but do it because you're sowing. Some days you'll feel it when you're sowing. Some days you're just sowing. Amen? I do it regardless if I feel it, but a lot of times he'll meet you out there. And then there are days where you'll be praying, and all of a sudden the Father's glory will be manifesting while you're perambulating. You'll feel the glory of the Father, and you'll feel the release of the Father, and you'll see the joy and the incredible joy of seeing the Father's miracle operate through you, and the Father's glory operate through you, and you'll sit there weeping and crying, literally weeping, crying like it just happened, because it is happening, because you're in the living creative realm of the Father. And when you start doing that, you're getting to the point where those things are being transferred to you. It's a realm, not a single miracle. It's a realm. And you've gone through, by the time you're going through wheelchairs and blind and deaf, and now you have this panoramic array of all these miracles that are taking place around you. Now, what are you doing? You're seeking the Father's heart for humanity. You are loving humanity as the Father's loved you. and you're getting yourself positioned. But here's the glorious kicker. All the love the Father loves you in this mountain will be with you as he's loving creation through you. Amen. Now, as that panoramic rim is getting built, there's a time that all that gets transferred to the time your faith finally, boom. And then there's going to be a literal transference. I don't know how to explain it. But each time you come back, decree, follow me, because you'll feel authority. And each time you do it, your faith will grow, because it's all about faith. This realm is about faith in the creative realm of the Father. Did that help anybody? Amen. Praise God. Yes. Yes. The prophetic word that are so amazing that it's hard for you to believe are pretty much 99% of the time from the Father. And they're there to challenge you. But they're not there for you to receive it and put it on a shelf. That's your God. That's your invitation for you to come and dream. God sends it from his realm. See, the prophetic word was sent from his heart, and it's sent to challenge you, to show you where you are and where he wants you. Okay? So instead of sitting here wondering when, you have to take that into the Father. First thing you have to do is agree with it. You have to settle it's the will of God first. You've got to settle your heart with the word of God. Then you have to come to the Father, and we'll do that today, and we have to agree. I agree with this word with all my heart, soul, mind, body, strength, and spirit. I agree with what you've said, Father. And then, Father, I'm gonna enter in by faith today and ask you to open your book. And then, yes, and then, as you begin to rehearse it and you start doing that every day, you have brought what he said into the light of who he is. Now, as you do that faithfully, you have brought your focus and attention to that. It'll start growing in you. Within a couple of weeks, it won't feel impossible anymore. Within a month, you will literally see panoramic visions constantly in the Father of this happening. So you have to open that realm of your spirit up. You have to know that this is who I am, because this is not thy, this is joint heir thy. Amen? There's thy daughter of God that's love, but then there's thy joint heir. And joint heirship, this is the thing with joint heirship. When the Father does this with joint heirship, you have to believe. There is no room in that realm for unbelief. So he'll help you, but you got to come in there knowing who you are, and there's no guesswork there. Amen. You got to know it, and then he'll start the adjustment of the belief system. Amen. No unworthiness in the joint heirship realm. You need to write that down. No unbelief in the joint heirship realm. He'll curse all that. Yes. Yes, you do your belief system. So are you talking about when you praying for somebody, is that a specific person or just a imaginary dream realm? Specific. So when you're dealing with specific persons, like when you enter into that realm, who you're praying for, if it's a family member, you already know your inherited rights to pray for them and stand for them or stand for that situation. Because it's a specific person, you're going to have to revisit that each time. Okay, but there's nothing wrong with releasing the angels and praying. God will operate. That's the authority you're operating here. What God wants to do with hope is bring hope into his realm of his heart and expand the belief system in you, the heart belief system, where those things that you're praying for are no longer impossible, where you're getting the answers, seeing the answers. So what I would do is take that situation into the Father and begin dreaming around it in multiple situations, not just that specific person, but that situation, and dream around it and see it. But I promise you, with all my heart, I promise you, when you start doing this, you'll, Father God in his love will connect in that realm, and you'll see the prayer answered. So what you would do, so when you hear me say perambulate past, say perambulate past. I have a teaching called perambulate forward. How many of you have heard that teaching? What it means is this. So I'm praying for Jane Doe. whatever the situation, and I'm holding and I'm waiting for something to happen, and I've released the angels and all this and nothing's happening. Next day I'm praying for Jane Doe again, and I've done the angels, I'm releasing, nothing's happened. What am I going to do at that point? I'm going to move past that. How do I do that? I'm actually going to move into the creative realm of the Father. I'm going to take that promise and I'm going to move into the creative realm of the Father, saying, Father, I know You've called me to intercede on this situation and other situations like it. And you take that into the Father and begin to dream with that Jane Doe or that situation. And you see, I do this all the time now, and it's so liberating because you can move past your prayer, what's sealing in you. Do you understand what I'm saying right now? And when you get to this realm, I'm telling you, this is new stuff, so you're going to have to learn to get in front. That's why I'm saying get in front of it. How do I get in front of that prayer? You move in, and all of a sudden, Father, I see. Like what he say, see, I've given you Jericho. See, I've answered that prayer. So see, and then all of a sudden you see yourself praying or laying hands on this situation or praying this situation, and all of a sudden you see the result. I don't know what it is. I don't need to know it. But all of a sudden you see it happening. The person calls you and you got the report and they're full of joy and you're full of joy and you're watching the conversation. You're both glorifying God and then someone else, and you're calling somebody else and see yourself calling. It happened. It happened. God did this. He did it. You see that? You will get so electrified when you get up into this realm because it's a creative realm. It's part of God's book. And all of a sudden you're living that whole encounter out before it ever happens. Doesn't even have to be a specific person. You can just do the specific situation and watch it all happen. As you do that over and over again, just like Cheryl's doing it over and over again, you're plowing. What are you doing? You're getting your faith in the realm that's done. These signs will follow those whom, didn't say those who believe, those whom having believed already. They already believed. You see that? How do I already believe if I don't get to where I already believe? How do I actually see? Abraham called things that be not manifested as though it was manifested. He was speaking from a realm as it, he was in the stars and the sand, and he saw it and he integrated his belief system in it, and he called that realm into where he was because he was dreaming into this realm. God specifically told him to do so. Told him to look at the stars, look at the sand. Get out from where you are. Look at something else. Yeah, so this realm will help. If you don't, your whole life and ministry is subject still to the gift operation that's on you and the present belief system. If you want to shift, you're going to have to shift the belief system. And that is going to be happen two, three ways. Move into the Father, change what you see, change what you say. It's got to be a combination of what you see, what you say, and being in the Father doing it. That's the master key. Not doing it. Out of the Father, in the Father. Don't worry about being, if it's the will of God, don't worry about, well, I don't know if I'm going to be, because that, you start doing that, well, I don't know if I'm going to get in the soul. Listen, if it's the will of God for you to pray, if especially like if a family member or something, that's the will of God. You don't even have to wonder if you're in the, you know that's the will of God. I already know I can pray over Carson. I don't need his permission. He belongs to me. He belongs to my generation. I don't need his permission to dream on his behalf. And boy, I've been dreaming. I'll give you an example of that. I know it's going long, but I'd rather you understand what we're doing instead of go do all this and not obtain. Does that make sense? Sometimes we have to take time, and Tuesday's the best. It's hard to do this Sunday morning crowd, is to get these kind of revelations out. Because if you don't understand what you're doing, you won't know how to get forward. If I'm afraid whether I'm made a soul or not, there's certain things you got to know whether it's God or not. If you don't know, don't go in. But certain things you already know. And I already know. So like when I draw the circle around my house, that's where Ann and I start. We go up, we draw the circle. Man, we are a power team right now. Praise God. So when we draw that circle, I draw it all the way around. As soon as I draw that circle, I see those angels flooding. I go stand right in the middle of my living room. It's going to be easy for you to stand in your living room because you live there. You can stand in there. I'm in my prayer closet, but I'm standing in my living room. Does that make sense? I am present now. I know the angels are all around. I know the crown is with me. I know the ark of the living God is with me. And I want to feel the same glory that I'm feeling in the Father up there here. I got to have that. I got to know he's here. And then once that happens, first thing I'm doing, I'm moving over to Carson's room. And then the other day I was moving the carpet, and then I moved to Victoria's room, and I'm sitting there praying over a room, and I'm seeing the glory of God manifest. I'm seeing angels, and I'm seeing angelic encounter and calling for angelic encounter and awakening of who they are. And I'm seeing them as joint heirs in the natural None of this looks like this. I mean, we're a family like anybody else, you know. You have to get out from where you are. That's tough sometimes because you see them where they are, but you got to see them where God is. Amen. And so all of a sudden I see her laying down on bed and I get transported into a creative realm of the Father. This is going to happen to you. And like I'm every day, but it's going to, all of a sudden I get transported. I don't know when I'm up in that realm and all of a sudden I'm seeing Victoria laying on her bed and the Lord standing in her room as the lily. He's like this and the lily and the glory of God has flooded her whole room. And he's standing over and I see her awaken and she awakens and she gets up out of her bed and she comes and walks and steps into him. And now we're in this encounter probably 15, 20 minutes or more. And all of a sudden she's in him. And all of a sudden I see her shoot up into the Father. Now I know what he just showed me that she's going to. And then I actually saw what the Father gave her. I saw the ministry he gave her. I saw the whole thing. I knew it by revelation, the whole thing. So I now know that she is going to follow in the footsteps of this message because he specifically is a lily. So she's coming up the mountain. She's going to go up into the Father. The Father's going to ordain her in this and she's going to come out with a ministry in the last days coming out from generational inheritance. And every day I can pray and see that now. Because once that encounter, I can see her ministry of joint heirship with the Lord and what she's going to do with children. But as we see that, I'm not speaking things over her. I know because God showed me because I'm her father and I'm praying and I had an inherited right to see that. She has it. Well, she can do whatever she wants, except I'm praying. Praise God. Amen. You see that? But those things will happen as you get into this realm. That's why you got to be in the realm of the Father so those things happen. Amen. Amen. She is speaking, walking around with a scepter in her hand, warring. Sometimes she's right there praying because I'm so focused, but I hear her. In the beginning, that was weird to me, but I can hear her speaking and she's joining into my faith and she'll know because the glory of God will start manifesting. And then when the glory manifests, she'll end up getting on her face because then we're in the glory. But a lot of times she's up around. Sometimes she'll walk, she'll stand, ask her what she does. That's what I see her doing. And she's speaking always. She's always in there. She's agreeing and speaking. We're always in the same place. And sometimes I have to wait or she has to wait on me to get to the same place because we're not ready to come out of the Jordan yet. We're unloading some things. Sometimes your partner, you know, if you're praying with somebody, they have to unload or you're having to unload something you're going through and it takes more time when the other one's ready to roll, you know. So you have to wait for them because you always want to be in the same realm together. Well, she's there each time. Is that right? Would that be adequately described? So, but it's awesome. That agreement factor there is incredible. I wish more of us could pray together like that because it's incredible how powerful that is. Yes. Well, it depends. Yes, I did. I got to the point where I was getting a little impatient. And yes, you can sow twice a day for that. There's no doubt about it. If you can do it, I just kind of got in the rhythm just to stay and let the Lord do this and because what's the faith and patience? It's going to take a little patience to sow to that realm. But yes, you can. Just remember everything you're always doing, you can keep doing, but this realm is starting to pave the way of your future. So you're going to have to sow a little bit, but here's the idea. If this is our present, I need to get over here. And I need to sow here. And I need to build a whole new dimension here in the creative realm of the Father. And where he transfers that realm, there's going to come a time that this realm is going to start catching up. Because you're going to get so far that the realm is made to now follow. Now, when that realm starts following where you've been, it'll start following you with constant signs and wonders. And guess where you're at? You're constantly moving further. So what's following you is already an expected in. He says, I have a plan of good and evil to give you the expected in. It's just following your faith because you're commanding it to follow. This natural realm must obey you if you've been in the creative realm of the Father. Amen. You will come out if you do this in the creative realm of the Father. You'll feel the creative. You'll feel the substance. You'll feel the evidence. You have the knowing. You'll have authority. A couple of days last week, I texted some of the guys because there was such authority coming out of that realm. You could feel the Lion of Judah authority. You coming back commanding that realm. It took about 45 minutes to wind down because the authority was so intense. Coming back in this realm, you know these things are going to happen. All we need, listen to me, is first breakthrough. We break the 4-minute mile. As soon as we do that, everybody's going to break it. Amen. All we need is the first manifestation from this realm. The first manifested realm of this glory. And as soon as that happens, corporate faith is going to start shooting people through the roof. And corporate faith, by the way, Sharon, will condense that time frame down. Because it's all about faith. It goes like that. Everything's about faith. But faith's going to move corporately. And when it does, it's kind of like what's going on Friday night with Justin. Everybody's jumping in and they're running up. And nobody could do that before. Now the whole group's running up. Corporate faith is causing people to ascend. See that?
In sharing from my perspective in our prayer, in our personal prayer partnership, when we present ourselves in the throne room, there's always that surrendering of our spirit, our soul, our body. And then we know in the area of the River Jordan, the old nature is being put to death. You're being brought up into the resurrection, new creation of who your nature is in Christ, because that's your true identity. So you're tapping into that. You're moving into the lily's grace where the soul is being put down completely. All of your cares, all of your worries, fears. So your soul is brought to a place of perfect rest. And I then ask Holy Spirit to pray with my spirit and through my spirit for the perfect will of the Father to be prayed and presented to him in that place where we are before him, because he's revealing everything and all these magnificent realms that he has, from the royal garden to the holy temple to the throne room to the courtroom. And there's different parts that I'm praying, but mostly it's in agreement with what LaRue is leading in and directing. I follow him. I echo him. I say my own prayers. But it's, again, it's like this holy weaving of are creating this, I guess, tapestry. It's like a beautiful inner visual. It's a picture. It's a painting that we are in perfect harmony with. And we say that, Lord, we come into perfect frequency with the sound of heaven, with a frequency of heaven. As we're speaking, you, Christ, are speaking through us. It's through your power and it's your authority. So there's this back and forth flowing out of your spirit in releasing and decreeing and petitioning his truth, the future that you see for your life, for this house. We pray for you all the time, just as we are praying for our children. We pray for the spiritual children in this house, many times by name. There are times that we bring the whole nation and the nations. I mean, this is progressive because it gets larger. Yes. It's very personal, but then it's praying for Trump, praying for the White House, praying for protection, praying for the releasing of the holy angels, because we make that appeal to the captain of the army angels that he releases the angels assigned to us today. Yes, we ask for that daily inheritance for us today. Grace for today. Great grace for today. Inheritance for today. Favor for today. And so this is just some of the things that I contribute in our prayer time, but it is just a holy, glorious presence and cloud of the Lord with us, because it's the faith that pleases him. And I say, Lord, let our faith please you. Pray through us, Lord, the perfect will, good and acceptable. We want the perfect will today, yesterday, today, tomorrow. A lot of acknowledging who he is and who he was as he was with us, who he is with us today, who he is tomorrow, because he's already with us tomorrow. So there's no fear in tomorrow. Amen. So it's that love and all of who he is multiplying and increasing inside of us.
Amen. A couple points here. First of all, when we say we're praying, I need you to understand something. When I say we're praying for you, I'm not praying for you where we are right now. I don't see this house where it is. When I'm praying over this house, when I say pray, I'm seeing this house in its next dimension. And there's a lot already being unloaded right now. I have a whole constitution that states God's plan for this prototype of the Church of Philadelphia, the first prototype of its kind. And I pray in accordance. When I say pray, I actually go into the Father. I see the design of this house, and then I pray from that position. I release and I see. You have to learn to say this. I see. I have given you Jericho. Here's another awesome thing. In John 17, the Lord said, my glory I have given. Not I'm going to give, I have. That's important. When you're struggling in prayer and you're not being able to break through, I don't stop because I'm sorry, I move through. When I do, I see you have given me your glory. I see that I am in a perfect state of oneness with you now, Father. I see that you love me with an everlasting love, and I'll go through this whole process of love with him. I see your glory manifesting, and I'm walking in the midst of your manifested glory. I'm entering in to now transfigurating glory. I see that I am caught up with you that was and is to come. I see that I'm now venturing into you that is to come, and I'm dwelling in you that is to come. I see, Father, now that love's being perfected. As Lord, your word said that you and the Father would come now and make your abode with us. I see now that I am the tabernacle of God, and behold, the tabernacle of the Father is with man. I see now you have come down to dwell in my tabernacle in all of the manifested glory, and him that was and is to come is now standing with me in the earth. I see now this manifested glory pouring out, breaking out of this house. I see now buses coming in. And I'll go through this thing with the wheelchairs, and I see the maimed, the blamed, the poor and the blind coming in, and I see an altar, Father, and I see the mature joint heirs of God that are standing here, that not one of them are intimidated by a wheelchair or a blind person, and suddenly they're saying, which do you want them or do you want me to do it? Because they know they can do it. And suddenly that man coming in on that stretcher, suddenly his body is life and glory and electricity is coming in his body, and he stands up and he hasn't walked, and his legs, and I see him as he begins to walk in the crowd erupting and everybody erupting, and everyone is in the glory of the Father, giving glory that the Father's ministry has come down into the earth, and all of a sudden it's breaking out into social media, and someone filmed it and it moved through social media, and suddenly, Father, the whole parking lot is full of the glory of God and expectation. But I see that we have been trained for this realm, so when they come, Father, we're able to administrate your glory. And I see the hungry ones now coming in and say, teach us how to do this. And I see now this house has become a house of assimilation, where it has taken years and years and years. Now they will come through, and I see now all elements and the gifts in full operation. I see Andres with his relational gift placing them in the friends and the positioning. I see Carlos, Father, with a revelation flowing out. I see Justin leading him up the mountain and now down the mountain. I see others now carrying multiple prayer meetings during the week, Father. I see something happening, and they're assimilating the wholeness of soul as the sozo department has now come into fullness of creative power and the wholeness of soul now. And the whole sozo teams are bringing their soul up into the creative realm of the Father. And I see, Father, that you're loving men freely now. And now your mountain has come down to us, and the glory and the power of this mountain is with us, and your love is with us, and it's a habitation of the glory of the Father. And I see the media carrying it out, and I see men venturing out of here now, Father. Now I could keep going with that. You feel the glory in that realm? I am not in my soul when I do that. I'm in my spirit, connecting with what God has said. I can do that with every seven pillar. Each one of those seven pillars, I can go to and see the whole arena as far as God wants me to see, and it's expanding right now. It's expanding the capacity he wants to do here. You've got to move out if you want that kind of realm. But when you come back and you do that enough, your mouth will start rolling in that realm, because you're getting caught up, and your authority starts building and building and building and building. And faith is not dead. He fills you with all joy and peace and believing. Now what happens? You come back into this arena after you're done. And sometimes you got to force yourself back to today. I have to force myself back because I'm in that realm. And sometimes I'll go back and forth because that realm has caught me so much that while I'm in this arena, I'm jumping back into that one because I'm in the dreams and the visions of the Father's book for this house and for us. And I'm in his book and he's unfolding the pages of his book inside. And now I'm rolling with it. Amen. I'm rolling, but now I come back and I command in this whole realm to follow my faith of where I am in the right hand. And now I'm unloading all that I've received to the Lord Jesus here because he promised I will do it. He said, I'll do this. You don't have to do this. I'll do this. He's the one that's going to do that, but he needs that creative realm on you. And that just little 5-minute thing I did right there, I started tapping the creative realm of the Father. You could feel that atmosphere shift because I was in another place when I did that. When you learn to do that, you'll get and move into the Father like that. And when you get in that other realm, you bring that realm back. If you don't do that, you're going to stay limited. I'm telling you, we have to learn how to do this. Amen. We have to overcome and move on. Start with one thing. It'll grow. It'll develop. It'll expand. It's going to be different. And the Lord told me to tell you this. It's going to be different when you're first doing this because you're dreaming now and something you've never done before, challenging your own belief system, moving out in front, but connecting with the God-given dream and desire. You'll be amazed how big it is. You'll be amazed how big he is, how big he thinks, how large he is, how he spans the heart realm. You'll know because the presence of God will be on it. The glory of God will be on it. Amen. Now, a lot of questions got answered. I feel faith rising now. And faith to jump in. That's all God needs is to jump in. Faith to jump in. Don't worry about if you don't do it all right in the beginning. It's not that big a deal. You'll learn. Just like anything else. None of us did anything right in the beginning. We were following by faith. Amen.